朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我们一起去传扬神的大能。
We need to praise, declare God's mighty acts.
我记得和师母那时候刚刚出来，我们职堂那时候还很年轻，20多岁。
I remember, my wife and I came out and want to start a church. We were still young, only 20-some years old.
那么呢，一开始职堂建立教会是非常的辛苦。
It was a lot of work to build a church, start a church.
尤其是在这个纽约上州啊北方那个地方。
Especially in northern New York City.
做学生的工作。
We are working on students.
常常去探访。
We go visit the students very often.
冬天下雪，雪那么厚啊。
When it's snow during the winter is like a few feet high.
晚上去探访，然后孩子还很小，在那个 car seat 的那个提篮里面。
When we visit during the night, our child is still small, is in a bassinet. We didn't have to carry it.
提着这个孩子这个 car seat, 然后那个迈过那个雪，一踩就是一个深坑，一踩一个深坑，然后那个到人家这个公寓里面去探访慕道的朋友。
We carry our daughter in the car seat and walk through the snow. Each step create a hole, a deep hole in the snow, and we go into the home to visit students.
然后还印象很深，我们老大稍微长大一点。
When our older daughter is a little bit older,
最早会说的几个词。
The first few words she can say,
除了爸爸妈妈
besides mom and dad,
除了 amen,
other than amen.
然后一个词，有一次她突然冒出来吓我一跳。
And she said a phrase that scared me.
她说探访。
She said visitation.
我说怎么突然冒出探访这个词来。
I was so surprised she can say visitation.
为我们的下一代祷告。
Pray for our next generations.
让他们心中的这样一个福音的火不熄灭。
So that the fire of gospel is still continue to be lighted in their hearts.
能够永远的爱主，继续传扬主的福音。
And so they will love our God always and spread the gospel always.
我知道我们做父母的亏欠。
I know we didn't do enough as parents.
有的时候忙于侍奉，忙于工作。
Sometimes we busy with our work, so busy with our ministry.
这是人的软弱，教会的软弱也在孩子的面前。
And our weakness and church weakness that our children see all of it.
所以这是后面下面我们要讲第二点的时候讲的，我们要和我们的孩子一同的来成长。
So this is the second point. We need to grow with our kids.
那首先我们来看圣经当中很多其他的地方讲到这样一个要向我们下一代去传这样的一个经文。
Look, some verses tell us that we need to spread the gospel to our kids.
诗篇78篇。
Psalm 78.
啊，我们就不全读了，时间的关系。大家看着 highlight 地方啊，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。
We only see the highlighted areas that our father have told us.
啊，然后我们要把神的作为述说给后代去听。
Telling the next generations to come.
啊，那个是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙，是将要生的后代子孙也可以晓得。
Which he commanded us, our fathers, that they should make them known to their children.
然后他们起来要告诉他们的子孙。
That the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born.
你知道，直到今天，以色列人、犹太人他们特别强调这一点。
Even till today, the Israelites still very emphasize this.
因此，我们在向外人传之前，首先要向我们的后代来传，这是我们一个极其重要的一个使命。 神的托付。
Brothers and sisters, before we spread the gospel to outside, we need to tell it to our children within the family.
那我们的后代也要再传递给我们的后代，因为这实在是太重要、太宝贵了。
Our kids need to tell it to their kids because this is very precious.
你看约书亚记第四章这里就记载了一个细节。
Joshua chapter 4, there's some details.
我们知道神引领以色列人过约旦河。
We know that God lead the Israelites to pass the Jordan River.
神行了一个大大的神迹。
God performed a very big miracle.
那么过了约旦河以后呢，让约书亚派这十二个支派，这个取从河中取来十二块石头，就立在基甲这个地方。
After they passed the river, Joshua told the 12 tribes to get 12 stones and set it up in Gilgal.
但注意啊，那时候也没有互联网，也没有手机照相机啊，也没有新闻媒体，什么都没有。
Brother and sister, remember there's no internet, there's no cell phone, there's no camera, there's nothing.
今天这些我们都有，但是我们这些东西在那里传的是什么呢？传的是世上的八卦新闻，对不对？
We have all this, but what do we spread? We spread garbage news.
但那时候呢，要纪念，要立实为证。
At that time, if they want to commemorate something, they build a stone.
以后你们的子孙如果问你们说这个石头是什么意思，
When your children ask their father in time to come saying what are these stones，
你们就告诉他们说，
Then you should let your children know，
到网上 Google 去，
You go and Google in the, online，
没有就告诉他们去代代口传是当年神怎么样在我们的祖先当中行了大神迹。
So they can only pass down from mouth to mouth， So they tell their childrenAnd then their children tell their children that God, how God bring them out of Egypt.
也使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
That you may fear the Lord your God forever.
申命记六章第四节这一段是非常非常有名的经文。
Deuteronomy 6:4-9.
我们常常说这个六章第四节是以色列人的诗嘛。
We always say, Deuteronomy is Israel's
这个诗嘛 ，Shema， 这是他们一个一代一代的就不断要传的，不断要说的。
They have to say it to their children, pass down through generations.
这一段啊，以色列，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You need to, you should love your God.
那然后呢？这段话呢？你要记在心上。第七节要殷勤教训你的儿女。
You should teach them diligent to your children.
无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
And should talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
今天的以色列人真的是照着去行。
Today, even today, Israelites still following this instruction.
但是这个 Deuteronomy 这个六章后面。其实很长，我们拿出一段来再给大家看，到六章的十四到十九节。
In Deuteronomy 6:14-19,
实际上给他们又有一个提醒。
There's another reminder.
是讲到谁也早就知道他们里面的软弱。
It's talking about God knows their weakness.
也给他们一个警戒。
Gave them a warning.
这个老摩西啊，在进这个迦南地之前就告诉他们。
Before they entered the land of Canaan, Moses already gave them the warning.
不可随从别神啊。
You should not go after other gods.
因为你们的耶和华你们的神是忌邪的神。
For the Lord your God is a jealous God among you.
免得神的怒气向你们发作。
Lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you.
神的诫命、法度都要遵行。
Should diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God.
这样你就能够蒙福。
And you shall be blessed.
所以我们向我们的下一代传福音啊，弟兄姊妹，千万不要把它当成一个重担。
So when we spread the gospel to our kids, don't think it's a heavy burden.
好像我不得不做的。
As if we have to do it.
实际上，我们向我们的后代传福音，也是向我们的后代传福气。
So, in actuality, when we spread the gospel to our children, we are actually spreading the blessings to them.
把神美好的应许赐福能够教导给他们。
We are teaching them the blessings and commandments from God to them.
如果说我们的后代一代一代都在主的里面，你想想这是何等的荣耀，何等的祝福。
Just to think, all the generations from now are all in God, trusting God. Such a what kind of blessing it is.
那这个以色列人呢？他们非常的可惜啊。
It's very pitiful for the Israelites.
摩西给他们有谆谆的教导。
Moses gave them all the commandments.
约书亚给他们许多的叮咛。
Joshua gave them so many warnings.
可是进了迦南地以后呢
？But when they entered the land of Canaan,
以色列很可惜，慢慢的他们就软弱，就退后，就跌倒了。
It's very sad that Israelites gradually drift away from God and fell.
就忽视了向自己下一代的这个传递。
They ignored the responsibility to spread the gospel to their children.
他们自己也软弱，就跟从迦南地的神，就去拜偶像去了。
They were weak, so they followed the God, other gods in the land of Canaan.
就追求世上的舒适安逸。
So they chase after the comfort in this world.
看到迦南人的科学文化技术各个方面都比他们自己一个游牧民族要强很多。
They saw that everything in Canaan is better than them because they are pastured. They move around with their cattle, sheep.
所以神自己的子民不是把福音传给周遭的人，而是被周遭人影响，他们被迦南化。
So, Israelite God's children, they did not spread the gospel to their surrounding people, but they were influenced by the surrounding people.
那这里给我们的提醒有两点。
So the reminding things are two.
第一点，我们要向我们的后代去传福音。我们自己首先要在福音的里面要刚强，持守。
The first thing is, if we want to tell the gospel to our children, we need to hold fast to our belief.
第二点，我们的子女看我们实际上是最清楚的。
The second is that our children can see clearly through us.
我们的优点，我们的缺点和不足。
Our good things, our bad things, our ill things, they can see it.
我们有追从这个世界的地方，我们的孩子第一眼就看到了。
If we chase after the world, our kids can see it.
你知道这个现在我们家的车上每个车后面的就贴一个 Jesus Fish 啊，这个。鱼的一个记号。
In our car, we have a fish label as to show we are Christian at the back of our car.
人家一看这个贴这个鱼的记号，就知道这是基督徒。
So when people see that, they will know we are Christians.
那么呢，我就刚在我们这个车后面贴这个 Jesus Fish 还不久的时候。
So right after I put the Jesus Fish sign on my car.
那时候我的孩子也还挺小的时候。
When my children are still small.
有一次我们开车出去到外面。
There's one time we drove together.
结果呢我这个赶路有点来不及了，我就开得很快。
Because I was in a rush, so I driving very fast.
我的孩子在坐后面，就是很小，不能坐前排，坐在后排。
My children are still small, so they have to sit at the back.
然后女儿在后面就跟我嚷。
My daughter told me.
他们知道这个限速是多少，我们能看得到，然后你那个这个仪表盘上你这个车速是多少，他也能看得到。
They can see what's the speed limit, and they can see your speed.
他感觉到这个爸爸越开越快。
She felt that daddy is driving faster and faster.
我女儿在后面喊 ,Daddy, we have Jesus fish in our back.
So my daughter said to me, Daddy, we have, 我们有一个鱼的记号在我们车上。
我们的孩子看得非常的清楚。
Our kids see clearly through things.
我就赶快我就减速。
So I, slow down right away.
我们跟我们的孩子诚诚实实的讲，我们也有好多的软弱。
We tell our kids honestly that we have weakness too.
爸爸妈妈不是一个完人。
Mom and dad are not perfect.
但是我们一起在主的里面成长。
But we grow together in Christ.
我们一起被神的话语来提醒。
We are reminded by the words of God.
不要像那些以色列人。
We don't want to be like the Israelites.
传不下去了。
They want to pass it down, but they stopped.
所以约书亚就跟以色列人在约书亚记最后一章的时候跟以色列人就一个提醒。
So Joshua, at the last chapter of the book of Joshua, he reminded the Israelites.
现在你进了迦南地了。
When you entered the land of Canaan.
打败敌人了。
We defeated our enemies.
得到这份应许之地。
We got the promised land.
后面我们有抉择呀。
But we have a choice to make.
还没有完呢。
It's not finished yet.
你们现在选择，你们到底要敬拜侍奉哪个神？
You have to choose which God you want to serve.
然后约书亚就讲了一句非常有名的话，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua said one very famous verse is, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
神保罗老牧师还没有回天家的时候。
Before Paul Shen, Pastor Paul Shen, went back to with the Lord.
那个时候大概那是20年以前，那时候大概他还其实也是70多岁的年纪了。
It's about 20 years ago. He's about, more than 70 years old.
Yeah.七十多，现在如果神保罗老人还在世，可能已经差不多有100岁了。
If he's still in this world, he will be about 100 years old.
有一次在纽约灵命晋升会。
The one time he's leading a meeting in New York.
啊，神老牧师讲道。
Pastor Paul Shen, he's preaching.
讲道非常的有力量 ，powerful.
His preaching is really powerful.
整个一个大礼堂啊，这个弟兄姊妹都被深深的感动。
It's a huge auditorium. All the brothers and sisters are very touched by his sermon.
到最后呢，沈老牧师要带大家唱一首歌。
At the end, Pastor Shen want to lead a congregation to sing a song.
啊，要呼召。
He want to give a calling.
啊，谁愿意立志为主而活，要把自己献上。
Who is willing to give their lives to God and offer their lives to God?
然后在这个临时准备这个歌拿出来。
He took out the song.
啊，那时候都还有什么手册呀？手册里有我的歌吗？
At that time, they used the hymn books.
啊，然后呢，这个司琴大会安排那个司琴那个弟兄，噌噌噌，赶快就上去要去弹钢琴。
So the assigned pianist run to the piano, want to play the song.
沈老牧师突然说了一句说：“你不用上来，我要让我的孙女上来弹琴。”
Pastor Shen told the pianist, "Say you don't need to come up. I want my granddaughter to play the piano."
那时候大家全都明白。
Everybody understand what it meant.
你知道，不是说哎呀，这个什么这个开个晚会啊，让我孩子去献个表演个节目啊，给大家来 show off 一下，不是。
It is not Pastor Shen want to show off her his granddaughter.
他说，我们一家一代一代的要服侍神。他那个孙女那时候还很年轻，可能大概就十几二十岁的年龄。
At that time, his granddaughter is very young, probably just a little bit more than 10 years old.
Around 20
years old. Sorry.So, what he meant is he wanted generations in his family serve God together.
一家一家一代一代的我们都继续服侍。
He want all his family served through generations serve God together.
那一次很多人被感动回应这个呼召。
So many people was moved and answered the call.
我知道我在主面前有很多的亏欠。
I know I have a lot weakness, not enough, shortcoming in God.
但我在主面前的祷告，我和师母在主面前的祷告，也是我们的后代还能够好好的来爱主、服侍主。
So, my wife and my prayer in before God is that our children will serve God in the future. Now,
上个礼拜在我们德恩堂那边为一位老伯母办一个。追思安葬的一个礼拜。
Last week we have a memorial service for old grandma. Memorial service for old grandma in Durant.
是在这个公寓的墓园里面。
It's in a cemetery in a apartment.
不是，就是那个graveside.
Graveside.
啊，那么呢，那个地方你摆什么钢琴啊，什么也都不方便。
You cannot
没有办法插电。
Piano there. Yeah.
啊，我就问我二女儿，我说你能不能够去。帮忙一起来服侍拉小提琴。
So I asked my second daughter to if she can come and play the violin to serve at the graveside service.
后来我很感谢神，她说她愿意。
I thank God that she said yes, she's willing.
那用这个琴声，你能感动有不少这个亲人，好几位是还没有信主的。
The sound of the violin touched a lot of people that they did not know Christ.
本来这个家庭他们就觉得很简单的办一下，他们也不知道怎么去办。
This family was one didn't know how to have the memorial service, so they wanted a very simple one.
教会弟兄姊妹的支持，诗班的支持。
So brother and sister in the church and the choir in the church helped them.
后来是一个非常美好，那天天气也特别好，一个追思安葬的这样一个礼拜。
So it turned out to be a very beautiful memorial service and graveside service.
啊，就在现场，伯母的儿子也决知信主。
Right there, the son of the grandma that passed away, he decided to accept Christ.
我非常的感谢主。
I give thanks to God.
不是说我的孩子在这边有点什么才能去显示一下，不是。
I'm not showing off my the talent or gift of my kids.
我是盼望我们能够用神所给我们的一起来服侍神。
I pray that we can serve God with all the gifts, all the talents that God gave us.
就你看，现在我们中间的这个青少年啊，好多的都有这个音乐的才干，是不是啊
？We can see that a lot of young people among us has the musical talent gift.
我们这一辈呢，这个有音乐才干的不多，但是我们年轻人多可以啊！我们敬拜时就让他们来司琴，来服侍主。
Among old people like us, we don't have much music talents, but among the young people, they have the talents. We need to get them out and serve in the services.
今天在好多的华人教会当中是什么样的？中年的这一代父母们忙于在那里服侍主，忙忙碌碌的。
In Chinese church today.What's the situation? It's the young, the middle generation, the around 40 and 50, they are busy serving in the church.
中国大陆更是这样。
It's even more so in China.
啊，那个中年的一些传道人非常的爱主，可以说命都不要白上。
Middle-aged pastors, they love God so much that they are willing to give their lives to serving God.
但是孩子呢，丢给手机，丢给游戏，或者忙于学业。
But the children we give it to our the cell phone, the schoolwork and games.
这不是一个最好的状况。
This is not the best situation.
比较理想的状况是我们一起来服侍。
The best situation is that we serve God together.
你知道我上大学以后啊，我就发现我们有的同学啊，这个考上大学以后呢。成绩非常好。
After I entered college, I've found out that a lot of my college mates they have very good grades.
生活能力很差。
But they don't know how to manage their lives.
身体健康也不好。
Their health is not good.
我们在陆军学院里面跑三公里这个越野的时候。
In the army school, when we run three kilometers, we need to run 3 kilometers.
你知道我自己瘦瘦矮矮的，我身体也不好啊。
You know I'm skinny and short, and I'm not very healthy.
我们一个区队40多人，我跑第三名。
We have 40 people in our unit, and I run the third.
你就知道其他这些同学，他们就一直在学啊，一直做题啊，然后其他很多方面都搞得
差。So you know the rest of the people, they always put emphasis on study, but they did not.Put emphasis on their health.
今天我们知道，孩子功课再忙，也要学习来做家务，也要养成有生活的能力，对不对
？Today we know that even though the kids has a lot of schoolwork, they still need to learn how to do chores.
功课再忙，也要让他们好好的锻炼身体，对不对
？If even a lot of schoolwork, they have to work out.
好
，exercise.
功课再忙
，even though have a lot of homework.
啊，其他的这些的活动再多。
They have a lot of activities.
也要来追求主，服侍主。
They have to come and follow God and serve God.
不然这个灵性的健康这方面太软弱了。
Otherwise, the spiritual health will be weak.
我们不能单单只是父母强，但是孩子这一代到下一代就弱下来。
We cannot have the very strong Christians for the parents, but the children are lost.
好。我们最后一个
，the last one，
我们还要领我们的下一代去传福音。
We need to lead our next generation to the gospel。
这就是我们另外这一节的主题经文了。你在许多见证面前听见我所教训的，要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
So it's and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also。
我们作为一个基督徒的家庭。
When we in a Christian family,
我想我们 至少有这么几点我们可以做到。
I think we can do the followings.
作为父母的，我们要有一个表率。
As parents, we need to be a good example.
我们勇于表明自己基督徒的身份。
We need to dare to say I'm a Christian.
Yeah, 我们勇于向他人分享自己的见证。每个基督徒都应该准备一个自己三到五分钟的信主的见证。
We dare to share our testimonies.
我们勇于在人前提到主耶稣的名，感谢主，都是神的恩典。
Dare to mention Jesus' name, give thanks to God. Everything is from God.
别人如果夸你的时候，你不要说哪里哪里。
When people praise you, don't say
where where
where where.
啊，然后心里想 here here.
And you're thinking it's here.
对不对？所以他说哪里哪里，心想这里这里。我们别人称赞我们的时候，我们说什么？感谢主。
So when people praise us, we say give thanks to God.
还有勇于和他人分享全备的救恩。
Dare to share the full gospel to other people.
好，时间关系，我们停在这里，我们一起在主的面前来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢您的话语的提醒。
Lord, we thank you for the reminder from your words.
这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，要传扬你的大能。
One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
主啊，让我们能够在家庭家族当中代代相传。
Lord, we pray that we will be able to pass down our faith through generations.
我们也做一个宣教的家庭。
And we should be a mission-minded family.
让我们首先向我们的孩子来传。
First, to spread the gospel to our kids.
也与我们的孩子一同来成长。
And we grow together with our kids.
也引领我们的孩子，我们一同来向这个黑暗的世界做见证。
And together with our kids, we give testimony to this dark world.
我再次特别为我们中间所有的父母祷告，也与我们为我们所有的下一代年轻人来祷告。
Especially, I will pray for the parents in among us and the next generation among us.
虽然世俗的力量看起来是何等的强大。
Even though the influence of the world looks very mighty.
但是主，你的恩典，你的慈爱更大。
But Lord, your love and your mercy is even greater.
主啊，我们承认我们都是软弱，有许多亏欠的人。
We admit that we are weak and we have a lot of shortcomings.
我们愿真实的活在主的面前。
We need to live truly in front of you.
也在主的里面靠神的恩典一同来成长。
And we need to grow in you, through your help.
向这个黑暗的世界来宣告，我们的主是又真又活的神。
We want to declare that you are the true living God in this dark world.
是拯救罪人出黑暗入光明的神。
You are the God that save people from dark into light.
是拯救罪人出死亡得永生的神。
You are the God who save sinners.Out of death into eternal life.
因为我们的家庭，我们的家族已经得到。
Because our family, our generation already have it.
让我们把这个宝贝能够彰显出来。
Pray that we will declare and demonstrate this treasure.
与我们每一个家庭同在。
Be with every family.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。